I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
From gutters to landscaping, from replacement windows to a full basement remodel and everything in between, it's time for the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show. Now, here's your host, big time Mike McGivern on 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Welcome to the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. I'm Mike McGivern. We're trying to reach Bob Sebastian, who is my co-host. He's a Nary board member. SebastianDesign.com, I believe, or at AT&T.net. And our special guest today, he is the owner of Capital Heating and Cooling. They're located in Menominee Falls. CapitalHVAC.com. CapitalHVAC.com is the website for Jason Fox and the people at Capital Heating and Cooling. And when you get a chance, go to their website. They've got some pretty cool things going on, I have to tell you. They've got a number of different specials that they're offering. And this is a company that local in Menominee Falls, again, CapitalHVAC.com is their website. Hey, Jason Fox, how you doing today?
I'm doing good. How you doing?
I'm doing good, man. I really appreciate you coming on the show today and doing it the way we have to do it, which is you're probably either at home or at your office, and I'm sitting in my office at home, and I look forward to meeting you in person one day. Had a chance to I believe, meet your wife last year when she came in studio, and when we get a chance to open up the studio, I'd love to have you come back in and meet you in person. Hey, Jason, can we talk a little bit about Capital Heating and Cooling, how long you guys have been in business, and a little bit about your background and how you got into the HVAC world?
Yeah. So the company was started in 2007 by me. And originally, actually, it was actually started as an offshoot of a different company I owned. And it was meant to kind of be a general contracting company for this real estate company I had. And I had a business partner in real estate. And then in 2011, we decided that we'd, you know, part ways and I would just focus on this business and he would take the real estate business. So in 2011, we went from a general contracting company to an exclusively just a heating company. Now, we did heating from day one, but we did other stuff as well. And in 2011, we said, you know what, we're going to do one thing and we're going to do it better than anybody does in our market, and we're going to focus on that and grow the company, take care of our customers, and just have a great place to work for everyone here. So 2011, there was five people, including myself, and now we're just over 60 here in 2020. So my background before that was in the trades. I went through a formal apprenticeship and stuff in the building trades, and I've always been involved in construction and things my entire life. So the heating work was something I was very familiar with. And, you know, we've been focusing all these years on really good customer service and two real big parts of our business. And one is directly to consumer for the in-home replacements. So, you know, you have a furnace or a boiler or air handler or anything in your house that you want to upgrade, you know, to replace it, or if you need to maintain it or fix it, we can do all those things. And then indoor air quality for both homes and businesses, where we can come in and we do a lot of indoor air quality testing, indoor air quality improvements like ventilation and UV lights and filtration and things to, you know, get that indoor air environment, you know, as good as we can. A lot of people have allergies and things these days. And we're finding actually that our homes are more polluted than we are if we're at work or any other place. So we can address that for consumers. So we do that. And we also do electrical work as well.
Well, certainly with what's going on in our world, Jason, anybody that talks to you about indoor air quality, people are listening more about that now, I would assume, than at any other time.
Yeah, no, it's definitely with the world we're in, it's become a much more importance to people. And a lot of it has been educating them because they didn't realize all the options they had to improve their indoor air quality and what things, you know, how they work, because there's a lot of different stuff you can do. but not everything is for everybody either, right? So it kind of depends on what's going on in your home to solve the issues that you have, because just because there's a product out there doesn't mean necessarily that you need it. So we always start the process with a indoor air quality audit. We have a machine we bring into the home. It takes about 30 minutes, and it does air sampling and things like that. And then we take that report along with a visual inspection of your system to kind of see what's going on. And then based on that, we come up with recommendations. And if you go to our website, capitalhvac.com, you can read more about that. Or if you want to see the products we offer, we have a separate site called pureindoorair.com. And that site actually has a 9-step process that we walk people through to help improve their indoor air quality.
Hey, and I will continue to talk about those websites. Certainly the main one is capitalhvac.com. And if you want to know a little bit about this company, you know, go on that website and watch, as I did twice, the Capital Heating and Cooling Music Video Challenge. Jason, you got a little rhythm, pal. You got a little bit of rhythm. And the people, I'll tell you what, that looked like it had to be so much fun for people that are working with and for you to put that video on, because the employees looked like they were just having a ball.
You know, they were. And that whole video actually was choreographed and produced and everything by people that work here. So we have some very talented people here, not only at work, but in their other lives that they have outside of work. And so they actually came up with the song we were going to do, and they shot the video. And then they, you know, edited it, and they came up with all the choreography and everything. So it was a lot of fun. You can see we're all smiling in there and having a good time. And it's something I think we should probably do again here, because it's been a couple of years since we did it.
Where'd you go to high school?
I grew up in Burlington. So,
man, so not bad for a demon boy, right? The Burlington, right? You got a little rhythm for a demon boy, which surprises me. I'm just kidding, man. That looked good. Hey, we're also joined now by my co-host just for the first segment, so he's only going to be with us for a little bit. He's Bob Sebastian. He's a NARI board member. Sebastian Design is the name of the company. Hey, Bob, how you doing?
Good morning, Mike. How are you?
Good. I appreciate you joining us for this first segment. We are also joined by Jason Fox, who's the owner of Capital Heating and Cooling, who is our special guest for the entire hour. Bob, not a whole lot has changed this last week, I don't think, with what's going on at NARI. I know we're starting to see the light to the end of the tunnel. It sounds like we're going to open up the state a little bit more at the end of the month, which will be good for all of us.
Yeah, I mean, construction is, like, you know, Jason's business, obviously, an essential business, but it getting things trending back towards normal will help people start thinking about, you know, what they need to do in the future. So we're really looking forward to getting people interacting again.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. And, you know, what I've been telling people, Bob and Jason, I'm going to talk to you about this as well, how well I think NARI Local and then NARI National has done for us NARI members to keep us up to date on a daily basis with emails from, you know, from either the local office saying, look, here's what's going on, here's a couple of changes, and then certainly from the national office to be able to say, this is what we're seeing in different markets, and here are some tips for you to continue to do business in a very trying time that we're in. And I have to tell you, I'm proud to be a NARI member right now with the amount of work that front office here locally has done.
Yeah, it's incredible. Like you say, we get our updates, and you know, everybody watches the news, and it's pretty much all that's on there. But the updates are for us and for the people in our industry. And most importantly, kind of like what you mentioned, Mike, is the tips and the suggestions and the ideas on how to deal with it as a business that's keeping working during this time. So those are really, really valuable to us as NARI members. And it's just another thing that makes your NARI membership really, really valuable.
Hey, Jason, going to you on this, being an owner of Capital Heating and Cooling, you know, NARI has done some of the work for you as the owner of that company to be able to say, hey, look, here's exactly what's going on with rules, regulations, and these are some suggestions that we make that and how to follow that. It's got to help you as far as, you not having to take the time to do that on your own.
No, I mean, all the help that NARI brings, it's a, you know, very viable membership to be part of, and it's a great organization. And, you know, that really, in times like this, when these things are the most important, it helps pull that community together and give us the, you know, the tips and guidelines, because we know we got to be doing stuff, but maybe, you know, you're trying to think of everything you need, but it's nice to have that outside input to help you, you know, develop that perfect process of what to do and how to do it, and to make sure you're taking care of not only your staff, but taking care of the customer, and that nobody, you know, is going to get sick along the way or anything like that. So we had to develop a number of processes with that, and it's worked out really well. We've actually been able to help a lot of people in this time.
Hey, Jason, is there any of the processes that you guys did not do 8 to 10 weeks ago that you're doing now, that once they do open up the state again, that you think you'll continue with those processes? Have you guys learned some things as a company, as owner of this company, that you thought, man, we didn't have to do this before, but now that we're doing it, it seems to work and we're going to continue it?
Yeah, I think some of the biggest ones are some of the contactless appointments. So we're finding that some people prefer to have an in-home consultation, you know, via a Zoom meeting or some type of virtual thing. So we have on our website, actually, you go there, you can set up for a virtual consultation. So, you know, sometimes it starts that way and then we end up going to the home later. But basically trying to do that initial discovery of what they're trying to accomplish, what they need. And we can do a lot with pictures and the sizing of the home and things like that. So we can kind of give a customer a general idea of, you know, what we're looking at, scope of work-wise and things like that. And then we can fully verify that if the customer wants to get real involved, or sometimes it still requires a site visit. So I think that's going to stay and be popular. I think the sanitation protocols that we follow, I don't see any reason for those to go away. You know, those are just good no matter what it is, if the COVID is here or not, but just the flu season, things like that. And I think customers, you know, going forward, I think everyone's going to be a little more health conscious for that. So I think those protocols will always continue from here forward.
Hey, Bob, are you hearing that from other NARI members? Because I am as well, that this has forced us to do things a little bit differently. And in the beginning, it was uncomfortable. But now we're starting to see, hey, look, you know what? This works really well. And we'll continue some of these, some of the processes that we've done in the last 10 weeks.
Yeah, I mean, many NARI contractors had a lot of things in place already, just, you know, good practice, clean site kind of things. But obviously the people-to-people interaction, the residual, you know, cleaning and so on and so forth are good practices that either got enhanced, started, whatever it is, and it just makes sense to continue it on. I think the thing that makes, us as contractors most uncomfortable is how we have to interact or not interact with our clients. And the changes we have to make, but we also have to ask them to sometimes make changes. So those things, you know, we don't want to have continue on. So we want to get this over with and keep our practices good so we can make sure there's not a reboot of this virus.
Yeah, I agree with that. Hey, Bob, thank you so much. I really appreciate it. And apologize for not being able to get a hold of you right in the beginning of the segment. But thank you so much for jumping on this this first segment with us. Jason Fox, owner of Capital Heating and Cooling, is going to be with us the rest of the hour. And as we're talking, they've got a program going on right now that I would highly recommend. Go to their website again, capitalhvac.com. 12 months, no payments. $1,500 Capital Cares credit. And it says on the website April only, but I talked to Jason this morning. They're going to extend this into May now. And if this is something that you have interest in, again, capitalhvac.com is where you're going to want to go. They are your partner for comfort and health. And this 12 months, no payments, and a $1,500 Capital Care credit, you want to look at the details on that. It's something you're going to want to take advantage of here soon. I don't know, and we'll ask Jason on the other side of the break how long he thinks they'll continue with that program. Again, Bob, thank you so much for joining us. This is the NARI Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Welcome back to the NARI Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. I'm Mike McGivern. Our special guest this week, he is Jason Fox. He's a Burlington boy. Must be a Tony Romo fan. We'll find out. He's the owner of Capital Heating and Cooling. Again, go to CapitalHVAC.com. CapitalHVAC.com. Their office is in Menominee Falls. Jason, you got to be a Tony Romo fan, right?
Well, who couldn't be when living in Burlington?
That's what I'm saying. Hey, I have to tell you a quick story before I've got a number of questions I want to ask you, obviously, about Capital Heating and Cooling. I was a basketball coach for a long time. I went to Burlington to scout a game and fell in love with the Orange Crush. And I don't know if you remember what that is, but it was a jazz band that used to play before basketball games. And there was a young girl that sang some songs, and I just was blown away. I'd been in so many gyms in my life that were I was sick and tired of the warm-up music, and this band, and I went up and talked to the girl who sang, I talked to the guy who ran Orange Crush, and turned out to be a big fan of Burlington High School and some of the things that they were doing there. So just to let you know, I know a little bit about some of the things going on in Burlington. There's also a really good hamburger place there. What's the name of that place?
Talking about Fred's Parkview?
Fred's, yeah. Hard to drive through without stopping and getting a burger at Fred's, don't you think?
No, I would agree with that. That's, you know, when I moved up to Milwaukee, I would say the only place that's comparable up here is by a cop.
Yes.
But Fred's is, yeah, that's legendary.
Yeah, no doubt. Hey, this time of year and with what's going on with our world, how busy are you guys and what are most people calling Capital Heating and Cooling about?
You know, actually, we've been very busy, believe it or not. It was pretty slow when everything kind of first happened, and then come into April there, it started to pick up. And I think the reason that it's gotten so busy is, you know, we were fortunate enough to have a little bit of help with the Paycheck Protection Program. And we said, you know, what can we do with this money to really give it back to the community and the people in need and things like that? So we came up with a Capital Cares Program. And what it is we're giving that $1,500 off of a full system when you purchase it as a straight line discount. And then also you have no interest and no payments for 12 months. And then if you don't want to pay it off from there, it converts to a longer term loan with interest. But, you know, that has been really popular with people. A lot of people are at home and they're looking around what they need to do, and they know they got to upgrade because they know summer's coming or things like that, or maybe it's just time. And that's really generated a lot of interest for people. So, you know, we've been following our protocols to meet with them and get everything done and all that stuff. But then we also, you know, have the same safety things as we do the installation process. So the program was so popular in April that we said, you know what, let's do it again in May. So, we've extended it now to the end of May to, you know, just help as many people as we can. And then we also, with that, is any of our first responders. So even if you just work at a hospital like you're a janitor or, you know, police, fire and things like that, we're giving a free indoor air quality product away with a full system purchase and the $1,500. So they're getting a little extra kicker there. We want to make sure we try and give as much back as we can in this time of need.
Jason, I watched that video on your website this morning as well, and it's pretty cool because the guy who's doing the video with you, his wife was a nurse, and he's an ex-military, and he said, look, this really hits home for me that the company I work for is able to give back to first responders. And I thought it was a really a powerful message from a guy who certainly served our country, and his wife right now is serving our country as a nurse. So again, you can watch that video or the one where Jason is singing and dancing. Can't beat that. CapitalHVAC.com and the people at his office. I got such a good feel for who his company, kind of the heart and soul of what that company is, that they would take the time. And it was a couple years ago. He said he's going to update this thing soon, I would think. But watch how much fun the people are having in that video. And then read about Capital Heating and Cooling. Read about some of the things that they believe in, some of their thoughts on indoor air quality, which is really important. Go on the blog and read a couple of those, and I think you'll get a good feel for who Jason is and who this company that he started is. And I think you'll do one other thing. And I looked at a lot of the reviews and from all over the area, from West Dallas to Waukesha, New Berlin, Wauwatosa, Menominee Falls, Brookfield. And you get an idea, again, what the people that are his clients and his customers think about this company. Hey, Jason, when we talked about the indoor air quality. That's really something that you guys do really well. And when you sent a couple of talking points, I had to text you and ask you what the PIA stood for, because I looked it up and I couldn't find it. And you sent me some information on it. So I appreciate you not making fun of me for that. But it really is important, and it's something you guys do really well.
Yeah, about a year ago, we've always done indoor air quality for quite a while, and we do a lot of duct cleaning and UV lights and different things. But about a year ago, we partnered with a manufacturer because we wanted to get a product that was 100% made in the United States, and a product that we could really make sure that it met all the needs of when we're, putting it in different applications and things like that. So they worked with us, and we came up with the Pure Indoor Air line of indoor air quality stuff. So it's available exclusively through us, and if you go on our pureindoorair.com website, you can see all the different products. There's videos of exactly how they work and kind of what they do for it. But there's a huge need in homes. Probably the worst thing we ever did in houses is attach garages to houses, because in our garages we keep our cars and we keep our lawnmowers and our weed whackers and fertilizer and all these different things. And every time we open that door from the garage to the house, all that stuff that's in there comes in the house, right? So you get all these VOCs and pollutants and things coming in your air. You get all this other stuff from just cooking and daily living that's in your air. And here in Wisconsin, we don't leave our windows open a lot in the winter. Usually it's a little bit rough to do that. So we have a lot of this toxicity coming into the air and into our homes. And we're finding that in our homes, we have these high levels of things that are harmful to us. And not to mention just our own carbon dioxide that we breathe out as well. So we really spend the time to kind of solve the issues in the home so that we can make your environment great. A lot of people have allergies these days, and a lot of our products, we can completely eliminate, the allergens in the home and solve for those issues. So we come in and we take a look at everything, because everyone's system's a little bit different. Some people already have some things that we can just work with and improve upon and just add some stuff to it. Sometimes it's just a matter of getting things cleaned up and serviced properly. But the products we have will not only make the entire environment in the home healthier, make your system more efficient so it's running better. And we kind of look at that holistic approach. It's been more and more popular, and we get, it's becoming a bigger and bigger segment of our business of people just calling up specifically for those needs.
He is Jason Fox, again, the owner of Capital Heating and Cooling. Go on their website and do yourself a favor. Make sure you got 10 minutes or so. Don't pop in and out, because once you get on that website, there's a lot of really interesting things to read and to educate yourself on a number of different things that Jason and his team at Capital Heating and Cooling believe in. And CapitalHVAC.com. Hey, Jason, I get asked this, and be honest with you, I get different answers from guys in your business. But this time of year, should people be thinking about doing a furnace maintenance and make sure it's ready now for when the fall comes? Or is that something that you hold off on until October, November, when you have to kick it back in again? Or do you recommend that now that we're winding down to having to use your furnace, now is the time to get it cleaned up and get it ready to go?
It kind of depends. Some people like the twice a year where we're coming out, so we basically will come out in the spring and we do the air conditioning, and then, which involves typically your furnace as well, right? So there's certain things in your furnace we have to check to properly do your air conditioning. And then we come back out in the fall and really just do the furnace and everything like that. You can do them both now. The only thing is let's say you have a slight problem over the summer with your air conditioner. And sometimes that problem can create a problem on the furnace only part, and the air conditioner will run fine. And then all of a sudden you go to the heating season and then you have an issue. So we can do the maintenance part of it as far as the cleaning and inspecting and doing all that stuff any time of year. Maintenance is just maintaining it. You want to go through and get it all back within the manufacturer's specifications. So it kind of depends on the customer. Some customers prefer just to have us come in one time. We do a complete system rejuvenation, not only on the furnace, but the air conditioner. We go through everything and then they're good for a year. Other customers prefer to have us come twice a year. Most of the people that come to us, they sign up for our maintenance plans. We have these fantastic maintenance plans that extend the life of the equipment. They save you money. They give you credit towards, other purchases and getting things. So almost everybody that comes to us, they sign up for that maintenance plan. And then we come out and do it in the cadence they want. Some people only want to be bothered once a year. We do everything. And then they know they got that protection and guarantee, because we did their maintenance. They're part of our family that if they have an issue, we're coming out, and most times that's at no charge to take care of whatever is going on. So it's really dependent on the customer. For us, we can do it either way. We know that when we're going to go there, we're going to do a really thorough, complete job, and we're going to make sure that system is running fantastic when we leave.
Yeah, again, on that website, a whole page on the maintenance plan, it kind of gives you exactly what it entails. Talks about priority service and preferred pricing and discounted fees and price protection. And what it does after reading through that page is it allows you to sleep well at night, because you know if there is an issue that you're taken care of. You don't have to worry about it, because it is it will be up to Jason and his team at Capital Heating and Cooling to come and make sure that everything is taken care of, because you're, again, as he said, part of their family. And there's all the information that you need on that website at capitalhvac.com. Jason, before we get to a break, and I want to touch on this every segment, this deal that you guys have going on, which I think is wonderful, and the way you're giving back and supporting the community through this COVID-19 season, $1,500 credit, no payments for 12 months. And I think it's just really, really important that people understand why and how you did that. But if you knew at the end of last summer that, boy, we're going to have to get a new air conditioner, we're going to have to get a air conditioner and central air put in, now would be a perfect time for you guys to call 262-383-2289 or go to capitalhvac.com and ask them about that $1,500 credit and no payments for 12 months, and they will take good care of you. Jason and his group, and before you call them, watch that video I told you to watch. And you know what? You'll feel pretty good about working with this group of people. That's for sure. We're going to get to a break. Other side of the break, got a number of questions to ask Jason about. Certainly, one of the things that we just touched on, and that is the maintenance side of this. You know, you want to make sure that you get that stuff taken care of and invest now and avoid problems down the road, which is a really important part of what they do at Capital Heating and Cooling. This is the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Welcome back to the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. I'm Mike McGivern, our special guest this week, Capital Heating and Cooling. He's Jason Fox, the owner there. Again, capitalhvac.com. Hey, Jason, I had asked you to send me a few talking points on what we can promote and talk about. And the number one point that you had sent me was, let's talk about high-efficiency equipment and how it improves in-home comfort and is long-term cost-effective investment. And, you know, I wanted to start this segment with that, because there are places you can go, and I'm not going to name anybody, but there are things that you can find that are really inexpensive and almost basement bargains that I think people have to be really careful about, because in the long term, that's going to cost you more money. And when you talk about utilizing the high efficiency equipment, you know, there's a long-term cost-effective investment for your house, correct?
Yeah, I mean, the more money you spend on efficiency now is going to save you the money in the long run of the equipment. So you got to keep in mind, when you're buying a piece of equipment, you're not buying it to replace it again in 12 months. I mean, typically you're seeing 20, 25 years last out of equipment that's been properly maintained and doing that. So you want to, for that amount of time, you know, eventually energy prices probably are going to get more expensive, right? Because everything does over time. So the more money you save over the long run, the equipment can pay for itself. And the other thing is about high-end, high-efficiency equipment, is a lot of our equipment we want to run all the time now. We want it to run longer, we want the fan to be running, things like that. We want to be circulating the air in the house, because that allows us to improve that air quality in the house, right? So we don't spend as much money like on a lower budget piece of equipment. To operate that equipment on a continual basis is going to cost you. So you're going to pay for it every month, and you're going to see it in your utility bills, especially electric bill, for that. The other things is the real high efficiency equipment has much better levels of comfort and control for your house, so you don't have those temperature swings, or you can really, you know, save money because you can control humidity properly in the home, or things like that. So your thermostat doesn't need to be set as high in the, you know, as low in the summer or as high in the winter, because you'll feel much more comfortable while getting and maintaining that really good air, indoor air quality.
Hey, Jason, how much has your business changed over the years that, that you started this? Because with smart homes and with all the different things that, that you know, has have come to play, even just the last 5 to 6 years, it has changed a lot, hasn't it?
Yeah, I mean, every day the industry is becoming more and more technologically driven. You know, we're a Nest Elite service provider, so the Nest products, you know, it started with the thermostat, but then it added the cameras and the door locks and the smoke detectors and all those different things. And people wanted to be able to have those in their home, but they want them all to be able to kind of work together, right? So it's like you can buy the thing and put it in, but then how do I get it to work the right way, right? So we specialize in that, you know, so we have things like the, if you put the doorbell on your house with the door lock, then as you walk up to the door automatically lock because it recognizes your face, right? So there's a lot of things, but they all kind of tie back into the HVAC piece, right? Because it all started with that thermostat. So,
right.
You know, now we're setting up in-home Wi-Fi mesh networks for people to, you know, basically to connect their thermostat to into their cameras and all the different things and helping them set it up and do it on their phone. The equipment has gotten more and more technology built into it, right? So the equipment is becoming smarter. Some of our thermostats will start to now tell us a kind of a potential problem. So when we're out to do a service, we can kind of look through the history of, you know, the not only the faults, but actually some things that the system is seeing that are is happening as far as, you know, reduced airflow or longer heating times, and actually give us direction on, you know, to further investigate on potential problems that could be. And that's actually a benefit to the customer because we can save something before it becomes a big problem. And
hey, Jason,
like that,
what's interesting with all this is, you know, I'm an older guy, and anything that is IT or smart related, I'm like, you got to be kidding. I have no idea how to do that. Well, once you get comfortable with it, you know, to be able to leave the office when it's a really hot, humid day, have nobody in the house and be able to have the air conditioner on and have it kick in 15 minutes before you get home, what a great advantage that is.
No, it's a huge advantage. You know, my parents are in their mid-70s, and they have a lot of this technology at their house, and you know, they use it all the time, and they're not the most technological people, but, you know, I think the technology has gotten to a point where it's become user-friendly, right? So you can, you know, if you can use a smartphone, or even my mom, you know, it's not real good in the smartphone, but just the simple Nest thermostat for her has been real nice because it's got a big temperature display. She knows that she can just turn the dial, and it'll go to the temperature she wants, and it'll work and do exactly what it is. But, you know, and we're seeing a lot of stuff, too, with the cameras, with people that have elderly parents and things like that, where they want to be able to kind of keep an eye on them and not really be invasive. So we're putting a lot of cameras just in, like, kitchens or common areas that they can share with their, you know, sons or daughters. And then basically they can keep an eye on and say, okay, I see him moving around or whatever, or you can talk through the cameras real easily without having to press a button or do anything. You can just have a conversation. So the technology, I think, is becoming user-friendly, and it's really finding its way into the marketplace, and it's only going to get better from here.
Yeah, I agree with that. Again, you can go to capitalhvac.com, and up on the tab, it's heating, cooling, commercial, indoor air quality, Nest, and about. If you want to know more about some of the things that Jason and the people at Capital Heating and Cooling can do, look under the Nest one. You know, it's everything from the doorbells to the alarm systems to the thermostat installation, professional Nest smart cameras installation, as Jason just talked about. And you can bundle those, and there's a number of ways to be involved with that. And I think as, you know, as we get more and more into this, they can explain this to you. If you're a guy my age that doesn't really understand all of this, or some of it for that matter, talk to Jason, talk to his team, and they can make you feel very comfortable with all of the things that Nest offers, and get yourself safe. You know, make sure that you know, your house is comfortable, and how you want that done. They can go through each and every one of those if you have interest. Again, it's 262-383-2289. 383-2289, located in Menominee Falls, and capitalhvac.com is their website. Before we get to a break, Jason, we had talked a little bit about the unique selling proposition, and I said, what makes you guys different? You know, how are you different than some of your competitors? And right away, you said 100% satisfaction guaranteed. And you said, look, that I think that sets us apart from some of our competitors. Can we talk about that part of what you guys do?
Yeah, no, absolutely. There's a couple things I think that set us apart. You know, so we have 100% satisfaction guarantee, and what that is that first year during your ownership of our, we put a system in for you. If for any reason you don't like it at all, we'll actually just take the entire thing out and give you 100% of what you paid back, and there's no fine print or questions or forms. Obviously, if you have an issue, we would like to solve it for you. But if it's just say maybe it wasn't a good fit, or you didn't like it, or it didn't do what it said it would do, we have 100%. We will come and remove that, and we'll give you a check in full for everything you paid. And that's been a founding pillar of this business. You know, when I was growing up, my dad always taught me to look someone in the eye, shake their hand, and you tell them what you're going to do, and you do what you say you're going to do, no matter what it is or what it costs, because that was your word and that's your promise. And that is the same thing we have for all of our customers here: is what we say we're going to do, we're going to do. And if not, we will hold our end of the bargain to that, no matter what the cost is. You know, our other thing I think that makes us unique too is we don't do business as a traditional contractor, that we're open from 9 to 5, and you know, other than that, you know, we'll get back to you. You know, we're open every day here from 6 a.m. till 7 p.m. Monday through Friday, and from 8 a.m. until 6 p.m. on Saturday and Sunday. And we actually have, during those hours, we have people in our building physically working, answering the phones. You're talking to someone that works here. Our service technicians, they work 7 days a week. They have rotating schedules. So we do tune-ups and service work on the weekends at no additional charge. Our indoor air quality team, they work 7 days a week. Same thing. They're in homes, you know, on Saturdays and Sundays helping people out. Our in-home consultation team, they only work right now 6 days. We're working on trying to get them to 7 days because we understand some people don't, you know, want to take a day off work to necessarily meet with somebody or to get something done. Maybe they got other things going on. So we try to be flexible and be there when people need us. And obviously we're open 24 hours for service as well for our existing customers that we want to take care of them. But, you know, we're trying to make it easy to do business with us. And then you know that when you do business with us, we're going to do what we said we're going to do no matter what.
Hey, Jason, what's your dad's first name?
Joe.
You know, what a valuable lesson Joe taught you. You know, I just, when you said, look, my dad taught that to me. You know, you shake hands, look the guy right in the eye, tell him what you're going to do, and then you go do what you told him you're going to do. As a former basketball coach, I love stories like that. I've coached a number of kids over the years whose fathers were like that. And said, look, if you're going to be part of that team, you tell that coach you're going to practice hard every day, then you go and do it. And I just, I want to thank Joe for that, because what he did was he taught such a valuable lesson to Jason Fox. And Jason has certainly kept that lesson that Joe taught him as a young boy into the Capital Heating and Cooling. He's woven that into the fabric of who that company is. You can go to capitalhvac.com, capitalhvac.com. Take a look at the website. Again, if you just joined us, I would recommend you watch that video and get a feel. You'll get a great feel for the employees and the kind of the spirit of what this company is. We're going to get to a break. Other side of the break, we'll continue talking with Jason Fox. This is Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Listen to the Wisconsin Football Coaches Association show this morning starting at 10. Coach Tom Swiddle and I will be talking to a number of high school football guys from around the state. Only on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Welcome back to the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Jason, you see you got that music in my head, right?
Yes, the heat is on.
The heat is on. And that's the song. If you go on their website, you can watch the whole team over at Capital Heating and Cooling, and it's a fun video to watch, I got to tell you. Jason Fox is the owner. You can go to capitalhvac.com. Jason, in this last segment, I want to get through a number of things that I think people are going to want to hear a little bit. Can you talk a little bit about providing troubleshooting tips for people to make sure that, especially now, as we're about to, you know, hopefully, in the next couple of weeks, turn on our air conditioner, some things that we should know about?
Yeah, so actually the best place to get the tips is to go to our website. We have some troubleshooting guides you can download for furnaces and for air conditioning, even about duct cleaning. So if you go to our website, they can walk you through some basic things to check as a homeowner. You can go through this guide, and it walks you through step-by-step to check things like your air filter, to make sure the power's onto the furnace, the power's onto the circuit breaker outside. Make sure that we took any coverings. You know, some people like to cover the air conditioner in the wintertime. So make sure we take that cover off and put that away
Jason, I'm sorry. Yeah. Before you run past that, do you recommend people covering your air conditioner in wintertime?
I do recommend it. I think it's good to keep snow and debris and things out of the center of the unit for the winter, because that tends to, especially if debris gets in there, animals like to kind of go in there and make a nice home and then kind of chew up a bunch of stuff. So the more stuff you keep out of there, the less inviting that is. If you do that, though, I really recommend that you turn the circuit breaker off to the unit, so that this way you don't accidentally turn it on without getting everything, uncovered and ready to go, because that can shorten the life of the air conditioner, or even ruin it if you leave that stuff on there.
Thank you, because I've been asked that a lot, and it's interesting because some people say put something over the top of it, but leave the sides of it. And so I appreciate the knowledge that you gave. And you're right, on your website, if you go on their website, which is capitalhvac.com, it will tell you like five signs you need an air conditioner repair, benefits of working with Capital Heating and Cooling. And on each of their heating, cooling, commercial, it'll give you a lot of tips on the troubleshooting part of this. And I think that's important, that here's a company willing to say, hey, look, we recommend you do this so that you don't have to call us so often. And we're trying to save you money by doing that. And don't forget, we talked about in the beginning of the show, but they are offering a couple of different programs. And one, for first responders, the appreciation that this company has for our first responders is really high. And the video that they have on the website with the young man that worked, he was in our military, his wife is a nurse, and with him saying, look, this is really hits home to me. Watch that video, and there's a lot of things that they're offering first responders, along with, through the month of May, $1,500 credit, no payments till for 12 months. Through this COVID-19 season, and hopefully it's coming to an end real soon, but Capital Heating and Cooling certainly offering a great program for that. I apologize for cutting you off. If we can get back to troubleshooting tips, that'd be great.
Oh, no problem. Yeah, so the guide kind of walks you through it all, but there's a series of steps. You just want to make sure that your air filter is clean. Like I said, everything's got power going to it. The thermostat is set to the cooling and not still in the heating mode. And basically that you don't see any water leaking or anything, the pipes freezing up, things like that. If you have any further issues, then you can call us, and we have some other stuff we can walk you through on the phone. Otherwise, we're happy to send a service technician out to take a look and see what's going on.
Hey, Jason, one of the other things that kind of jumped off the page for me is the equipment that's manufactured for you, that's all manufactured right here in the United States. And the idea of you guys doing that, purchases certainly help our economy, support family-owned businesses throughout the country, and that's important for you.
It's really important to me. Anytime we can, we try to purchase products from, manufactured in the United States. And, when we set out to get this line of indoor air quality, it was the first thing we tried to do is find a company that would be able to produce this for us in the United States. And we're very fortunate. We have an excellent partner, and they're made out on the East Coast there, and everything is made here and put together by the hardworking people of the United States. And, if I'm going to put money back into the economy, that's the first place I want to put it, because, we all win together, and it's important that we all have good jobs and we can raise our families and do good things.
Well, that's another lesson that Joe taught him. I there's no doubt in my mind. He doesn't have to even tell me that part at all. Hey, the other thing we had talked about, and you said, look, the HVAC is not a real fun purchase. It's not like you're going to get a shiny car and you get to drive it around the neighborhood and show it off. It is a purchase that, is needed. And it certainly needs to be made wisely. You invest now and avoid problems down the road. And I think that's important for people to understand, that even you, who's in this business, understand this is not a quote-unquote fun purchase, but the importance of making it, making a wise decision and doing it now when you need it to avoid having to pay a lot more money down the road is important for people.
Yeah, no, absolutely. No one, I don't think anyone wakes up in the morning and says, I can't wait to buy a furnace or an air conditioner today. But, you know, they are the necessities to have the creature comforts of life and to make us comfortable and make us healthier in our homes. And, you know, the biggest thing about purchasing a system is not only kind of what you're going to buy efficiency-wise, but really how the system's installed, right? Because the systems are made in factories and they're shipped all over the, you know, northern, you know, the North America and things like that. And every instance they're installed a little bit different. No two homes are ever the same. The ductwork is never the same. The, you know, locations of the equipment are never the same and things like that. So it's really important that the installation of the equipment is adapted to the home it's going into and that the equipment is actually set up to run properly. Because even though we get this furnace out of the box, there's quite a few things you have to do to make sure that it's installed properly so that it'll actually run and get the efficiency that it's promised. And it's, you know, critical that they, like when you're doing air conditioning and stuff like that, that you're following the guidelines to properly evacuate the systems and charge them effectively. Because the problem is as a homeowner, the system may look really nice and it may be running, but it may not actually be giving you the efficiency that you purchased because maybe the coil wasn't the right coil matched up, or maybe they were a little short on refrigerant, or they didn't follow the proper steps. And while it is heating and cooling your home, it's really not giving you the money that you spent on it to make sure it's doing it efficiently and effectively. And that's the big thing that, you know, you're never going to see that unless you have a good, solid company putting it in for it. It has good, solid procedures that follow the guidelines to make sure that you're getting what you paid for.
That's a mic drop right there, Jason. Well done at the end. Well done. He is Jason Fox, owner of Capital Heating and Cooling. Go to capitalhvac.com. Jason, have a great weekend. Excellent. This is the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.